Blog Talk Radio.
Brother John. Hello. Praise God, praise God, praise God, and good evening, and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. We're about to have a sermon this evening that will teach you where the warfare is going on. Now, I'm going to say some things that a lot of you Christians, some of you Christians are not going to like, but I'm not here to please people. I'm not here to comfort you in your sin. I'm not here to be your buddy. I'm here to teach the truth. There are some Donald Trump supporters out there that's listening. You need to recognize that this man is not saved. I don't deal with nobody here at Live. I don't do no deliverance. If you're in the politics and you can't recognize that that's a spirit of deliverance, then you can't. I don't want to deal with you for any deliverance. If you cannot recognize that Donald J. Trump is racist, don't come here for no deliverance, because it's not going to work. You getting deliverance for some things in your life, but you're not getting deliverance from an attachment to a human being. You have a soul tie with an unsaved person that's not a Christian. And you tie yourself by voting for him and thinking that he has the answers instead of Jesus. I do not deal with you. If you love Obama and all of this stuff, I don't deal with that either. I'm not into politics. I'm a registered independent. I don't deal with it. And if you cannot recognize that Donald Trump is racist, if you cannot recognize that, you cannot tell me that, don't come here for deliverance, because I don't have time for you. You want deliverance in yourself, but yet you want to have a soul tie with an unsaved human being who's not saved. The character does not reflect Christ at all. Don't come here. Amen. Okay. Wanted to get that straight. Stay out of politics as a Christian. Stay out of politics. We're not called to do that. We're called to teach the gospel. Jesus said, be in the world, but don't be of the world. I'm not a politician. I do not endorse anybody. I don't endorse Joe Biden. I don't endorse no president. I don't get on here talking about that God's using him and them. God hasn't told me any of that, so I can't say that. Okay, so we don't do that here. We don't endorse people. We're not into politics. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a slave whopper, the slave whooping party. I'm not a slave whopper. Okay, I don't vote slave whopper. All right. I've been getting a lot of telephone calls, people calling me with foolishness. I do not have time for that. I'm in the Word. Politics is demonic. God can replace them just like he replaced Trump. And when Trump was in office, Shannon Davis was texting me thousands of scriptures. And when God put people in office, I didn't hear anything when God removed them. Only when God put them in office. This type of stuff is foolishness. And you can't get free in your spirit. Where does the devil attack us at? Where does Satan attack us at? Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. We ask that the power of the Holy Spirit come right now. Teach your word, Lord. Use me as your oracle. Allow the power of the Holy Spirit to penetrate the hearer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Where does the devil attack you at? Let's look at one area. 1 John 2:15. See, we haven't been taught in the church. Church don't teach deliverance. That's why I'm constantly teaching it. People told me, I didn't know we had to come up against the devil. Jesus said, I give you authority to cast out demons in my name. And God even warned everybody, you'd be damned if you don't believe in it. And I'm going to show that to you. But where does the devil attack us at? Why is it that you don't know anything about the devil? Why you don't know his names, his existence, where he comes from? You need to know that. What type of power you have over him? 1 John 2:15 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. See, when you love the world, you're not the number of the devil, number of demons. Demons are in the world, they run it. Neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And a lot of you Christians love the world. See, politics is of the world. Talking about a president and what are you going to do? Oh, that's worldly. That has nothing to do with the kingdom of God. That's worldly ruling, not spiritual ruling. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father. Pride, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh. We haven't been taught that. We're just animals. And we go to church and not learn anything about the enemy. We don't learn anything about how he attacks. How can we counterattack? Nobody teach that. I ain't never had nobody tell me that. But tonight, the Lord is going to show you where he attacks you at. Here, in your thought process. Now, he attacks you in a lot of areas. He tempts you with things. He's the tempter. I know that. I can have many subjects, but I want to make this as basic and clear as possible. Amen. He attacks with the thoughts. Now, we're going to start this off by turning to Philippians. The book of Philippians, please. Philippians, and let's go to chapter 4, verse 8. And it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, J-U-S-T, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report. Remember, good report. If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things, good things. It didn't say think on evil things, and the devil will get you to think on evil things, and that opens up a door to demons attacking you. So he attacks your mind, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh. It's not of the Father, but is of the world. And he will attack your mouth. Proverbs 18:21, death and life is in the power of the tongue. He will use your mouth to get you in a lot of trouble. We're going to look at that too before we deal with the thought process. As a matter of fact, get your Bibles and please turn to the book of James, and we're going to deal with that now. That's what he does. And most pastors in the church don't tell them to teach you nothing about Jesus. They don't even teach you about Jesus. I don't know what they'd be talking about. Stuff that you'd be listening in church is pitiful. I don't go to churches. I don't sit in them. I can't sit in that. And God doesn't want you in that either. God wants you to learn the word of God. God doesn't want any of his Christians involved with being a Democrat or independent or Republican, a Republican slave whooper. God doesn't want you in being a slave whooper or Democrat or independent. He doesn't want you being a slave whooper. God is not interested in the slave whooping party. God is not interested in worldly things. God's kingdom is not of the world. And we have to shape ourselves to exist in a world, but resist the things that the world offers us through our thought life, through our mouth. Our mouth can get us in so much trouble. So let's deal with this tonight. The mouth. We're going to deal with the mouth and this, where these thoughts come at. These two, and your eyes, looking, your eyes is the window of the soul. That needs to be controlled by fasting. In James chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible says, "My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the great condemnation. For in many things we often all, if any man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man, and able to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ship, which though they be so great, are driven with fierce winds, yet they turn about with a very small hymn, wheresoever that goeth, listen it. Even so the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter, a little fire kindred. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue amongst our members, that it defileth the whole body and set it on fire, the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell." So your mouth can bring that much devastation to you, where it can set on fire of hell what you say. "For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and have been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison." You can't tame this. "Therewith we bless God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitudes of God. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not to be." So you can speak a blessing and you can speak a curse on your mouth, and the devil will get you to say things that has nothing to do with Scripture, that has nothing to do with faith, that has nothing to do with believing and standing on the word. Most of it comes from your emotion, your soul. We have a body, mind, soul, and spirit. Most of us are soulless human beings, and that's where the devil attacks us and make us speak and say things that we don't want to say. Let's look at Psalms chapter 62, verse 4. Psalms 62, verse 4. Psalms 62, verse 4. "The only consult to cast them down from this excellent delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly." Shelah. That means to meditate. Let's meditate on that. Listen. "The only counsel to cast them down from his excellency, they delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly." So you can bless and say something, but inwardly, if it ain't lined up with what you're saying, inwardly, you can curse what you say. So your spirit man has to be in control of our lives, because we can't do this in the flesh. It's not going to work. I can tell you that right now. Can't do it in the flesh. "Does the fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive bearers, even a vine tree? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh." You got to watch what you say. And a lot of people, they get their mouth messed up. You say things and can put a curse on you. You may be believing in something, and the devil's going to use your mind, your eyes to look at it, to analyze something. And guess what? You're going to miss it. God doesn't want that from anybody. Let's look at some things, because we have to tame our mouths. Let's go to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5. And let's look at 5 verse 2. Be not harsh with thy mouth, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore let thy words be few. If we did that, we wouldn't be attacked by the devil, as God's trying to bless you. Some of you trying to get God want to bless you, and you keep messing it up by speaking the wrong thing. I get people call me. The Lord gives me revelation to give them word of knowledge. I don't know the date and time it's going to happen. Well, I thought you told me the Lord, here they come with that. Because they have doubt in their heart already. They done doubted God already, but yet they're going to ask me. But they already doubted God. And then they'll blame me for the prophetic word not being going forth. But it's them with the doubt and what's in their heart removing the blessing that God has, because they don't line up with the word of God. Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 7. All the labor of man is for his mouth, and yet the appetite is not filled. This thing can get you going and going and going and going and get yourself in some trouble. We have to learn how to discipline it. Let's go to Ecclesiastes 10:12. Ecclesiastes 10:12. The works of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool will swallow up himself. That's what the devil wants you to do. God's telling you, stand on my word. You speaking, I don't know if he's going to do this. I ain't got the bills paid yet. I don't see nothing going on now. And then you're speaking all this whole crazy stuff that's not of the word of God, that has no bearing at all and cannot help you in your life. And you're speaking it instead of saying, Lord, I'm going to trust you. Lord, I don't care what's around me. See, we got to have a Job mentality when it comes to trials and tribulations, because the demons are going to do everything they can to oppress you through your thoughts and through your mouth. Don't give them any fuel to fill. Let's go to Proverbs 13:3. He that keepeth his mouth, keepeth his life. Do you see how powerful that words can be, and the devil can use that against you? We're talking about, what does the devil use on you? Use your thought life, and use what you see. 1 John 2, 15, 16, 17, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, the lust of the flesh. Loving the world. We have to die to that, because if you don't die to it, you're going to feed it, and you're going to feed the demons in you, and you ain't going to be able to get them out because you're in the world. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that open wide his mouth shall have destruction. And I see so many Christians lose their blessing with their mouth. I am going through a tremendous trial, but I'm not going to speak anything against it. What would you do if you was Job and all your stuff, your livestock, your family died, and And would you be mad at God, or would you still stand on God's words? The devil can set up circumstances to give you an illusion and let you see. And then when we walk not by sight, 2 Corinthians 5:7, we ain't supposed to walk by sight, but when you walk by sight, I guarantee you the demon's going to give you some stuff to look at. Look at the house ain't being paid. Look at the repair that it needs. He's putting these thoughts in your mind, and he gets you to speak it. So he does the dirty work. He throws the suggestion. You don't cast it down. If it's not of a good report, you receive it. I get people call me all the time. Well, I thought you told me the Lord said it such and such. I said, ma'am, you got to give it time. Sir, you have to give it time. As soon as the word is sown, Satan comes to me to choke it, Mark 4:15. He don't want you to stand on the ground. He wants you to use your mouth. I'm trying to teach you something where you can be able to sustain yourself in your walk with God by what you say. Because if you say the wrong thing, it's going to bring the wrong thing. If you say the right thing, it's going to bring the right thing. Amen? This is not hard. This is very easy. Very easy. Let's go to Proverbs 14:3. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. See, you got pride in you, in the mouth of the foolish. So if you're foolish and saying foolish things, you got a lot of pride. It's just pride, Leviathan, spirit of pride built up in you. Talking about the mouth. What does the devil use? He uses your mouth, your eyes, your thoughts. Proverbs 15:2, please. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge, all right, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. So, if you are speaking, if it doesn't line up with the word of God, it's foolishness. Don't say nothing. Wait on the blessing. Don't let the devil get you caught up in speaking a curse against yourself, a spoken curse. And then I've seen time delay curses when people speak something that the devil will wait. Don't give him any legal right. Make sure that what you say line up with the word. And to keep yourself like that, let's look at 2 Corinthians 4. And when you are in a position where God is trying to bless you, don't let your mouth come up against the blessings by you speaking something. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Jesus cursed a fig tree because it didn't bear enough fruit. He cursed it and spoke it. We have the same authority that Christ has. And the devil will get you to speak something that will come away from you believing that God is going to bless you with what you're believing for, and you speak against your own self. Don't do that. Don't look at your circumstances. We don't walk by sight, 2 Corinthians 5:7. Don't walk on what you see, because the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, the devil will use that to pull you away from what you're trying to believe in. A lot of people don't realize that. These things we have to control within ourselves, and not allow our eyes to be used of the devil as a subject to demonic oppression, or our minds, or our mouth. Our spirit must control our soul. Second Corinthians 4:18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are not seen are temporal, but the things which are seen are eternal. So don't look at the circumstances and allow the devil to attack you by getting you to meditate and see that, and you jump on it and you take it, and now your blessing gone. Don't do that. Don't let him use this against you. Don't let him use your mouth against your own self. Now, that's wicked. He will use, let you use yourself. Learn about him so that you can be used by him. It's a thought process. Our minds. Jesus never did anything in his mind. He was always led by the Spirit of God. When we come with these thoughts, and they come after us, if we don't cast these negative thoughts down, and the minute that we begin to meditate on it, and then we put it in our spirit, and then it becomes an evil thought, and then it becomes demonic. Don't let that happen to you. In Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 10, it says, "Thus says the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind," right here, "and thou shalt think an evil thought," an evil thought, an evil thought. That's what makes you lose your blessing. The Bible says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, but the devil will use your soul, your thoughts, to war against your spirit of standing on God's word through your mind." This is why we have to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now pay close attention, because our weapons of warfare are not physical. Our warfare is against spiritual forces of evil, according to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Therefore, worldly weapons such as aggression, violence, politics. This is why Christians need to stay out of politics. Politics is a political tool of the enemy. I do not support no political party. I am a registered independent. I asked the Lord vote for, and I definitely did not vote for Donald Trump. And any of you who voted for him, you've been bewitched. The devil tricked you. You got tricked. But political parties and solutions, human integrity, human talent, wealth, organization, skills, eloquency, charism, and personalities are within themselves inadequate to pull down Satan's strongholds. Can't do it through education, you have to do it through faith. The only weapons acquitted to destroy the fortresses of Satan's unrighteousness and false teachings are those that God gives, such as the blood of Jesus, the authority of Jesus' name, the power of the Holy Spirit and spiritual gifts. These weapons are powerful because they are spiritual and come from God. Elsewhere, Paul lists more of these weapons committed to truth, righteous living, gospel proclamation, faith, love, hope, salvation, the word of God, and prayer. See Ephesians 6, 11 through 19, and 1 Thessalonians 5, 8. By using these weapons against the enemy, the church will emerge victorious. God's presence and kingdom will be powerfully revealed in order to save sinners and drive out demons, sanctify themselves, and baptize in the Holy Spirit and heal the sick. The church today is often tempted to meet the world's challenges through worldly weapons, through humanistic wisdom, philosophy, psychology, exciting, attractive services that's of the flesh, entertainment-based churches, performances. These often serve as substitute for the basic New Testament practice of intense prayer, uncompromised commitment to the Word of God, and proclamation of the gospel and power. Worldly weapons cannot bring down the kingdom of God, for such weapons cannot possibly destroy sin's strongholds. But the blood of Jesus and the power and authority of the Lord can overthrow these evil spirits. And through faith, our weapons consist of the Word of God, faith, the Holy Spirit, the nine gifts of the Spirit, receiving faith, believing faith, using the word as a structural offensive weapon to the devil. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Christian warfare also brings all our thoughts into alignment with Christ's will. Failure to do so will lead to immorality and spiritual death. Romans 6:16, 6:23, and Romans 8:13. Let's use the following four steps to bring your thought life under Christ's lordship. One, be aware that God knows every thought and that nothing is hidden from him. Psalms 94:11, Psalms 139, verse 2, Psalms 139, verse 4, Psalms 139, verse 23 and 24. We will have to give an account to God for our thoughts as well as for our words and deeds. Ecclesiastes 12:14, Matthew 12:35-37, and Romans 14:12. Be aware that the mind is a battleground. Some thoughts originated within us while others come directly from Satan. To take captive to every thought requires warfare against both our sinful nature and satanic forces. Steadfast forces that comes from the mind, we should resist and reject evil thoughts, unwholesome thoughts, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and have the mind of Christ, according to Philippians 4:8. Remember that we, as believers, overcome our adversary by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony, and by the persistent saying no to Satan. Resist the devil and he shall flee, James 4:7. And through his temptations, we can see Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12, James 4:7, Revelation 12:11, and Matthew chapter 4, verse 3 through 11. Be resolute in focusing your mind on the mind of Christ and heavenly things rather than on earthly things. Philippians 3:19, Colossians 3:2. For the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. Romans 8:6 and 7. Fill your mind with God's word. Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. Psalms chapter 19, verse 7 through 14. And with those things which are noble, excellent, and praiseworthy, meditate on that. That counteracts the negative thoughts. Whatsoever is good, meditate on that on Philippians 4:8. Always be careful what your eyes see and your ears hear. Refuse to let your eyes be an instrument of loss. Job 31:1, 1 John 2:16. And be set and aim and beware of the worthless works of the devil before your eyes. Rather than books, magazines, pictures, television programs, video, watch what your eyes see. Please see Psalms 101, verse 3, Isaiah 33:14-15, and Romans 13:14. It is up to us to put the full arm of God on. It is up to us to read this Bible. It is up to us to apply the word of God and not allow the devil to use our mouth as an instrument of unrighteousness, our thought life as an instrument of unrighteousness, our tongue as an instrument of unrighteousness. We have to control that. This is how the enemy attack all of us. And the Bible tells us to resist the devil and he shall flee, James 4:7. We have to resist him through his word. And he's only going to respond by the word of God. The devil does not respond by anything else but by the word of God. Amen. God bless you tonight. I'm going to get ready and get off air. I wanted to bring this to you because I wanted to feed you little bit by little bit here at Facebook. I don't know how many people we got here. I don't know how many responded. I have to learn this Facebook. So I'm testing the grounds on this thing here, and I'm not familiar with it. So I want to make sure that the video is out so I can get comfortable with it. And I want to feed you just a little bit by little bit by little bit, give you something to bite on, and then catch you where we can get this thing and really roll with it every time God gets me on this radio broadcast. God wants to equip you to fight the enemy. Don't allow your tongue to stop your blessings, your eyes to stop your blessing, your thoughts to stop your blessing. Please sow a seed here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. We're at www.livedeliverance.com. You can go to the lower left-hand corner on our PayPal site, and you can give. We appreciate it if you sow a seed to us and keep us on air. We've lost a lot of our financial support because we're not no longer on YouTube. We're waiting for YouTube to respond back to us. They took us off air by technicality, and we have permission to stream all of our content from both New Zealand and the United States and Derek Prince content all over the world through YouTube. And YouTube have received that permission from Derek Prince Ministries, but they haven't gotten back with us yet. And that's what's holding us up to get back on air. So this is why we're here. It says there are 563 people. I don't know how many people here. But I ask that you call me at 678-701-3733. Give me a call if I can help you, if this has been a blessing to you. I pray that you've learned some basics, understanding of deliverance. Don't let the devil use your mind, your mouth. And please pray for who to vote for. Don't get political. Don't tie your soul with these political organizations. Amen. It's of the world. LiveDeliverance.com on the left-hand side. Please sow a seed to PayPal. We have it on the lower left-hand corner. We need your financial contributions. I hope this has been a blessing to you. Good night and have a wonderful evening. Brother John, we're having some technical problems, everybody.